This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Zimbabwe's businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital, Harare, early today, as security forces increased patrols to stop anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a hotbed of past demonstrations, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and increased checkpoints on roads leading into the capital. Zimbabwe's agriculture minister, Perence Shiri, a Liberation War hero, will be buried today. He died this week from COVID-19, becoming the first senior government official there to succumb to the pandemic. Shiri was a retired general who helped plot a coup that ousted Robert Mugabe in 2017. Zimbabwe has recorded about 3,100 confirmed cases of the coronavirus at a cost of some 53 lives. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday, the feast of sacrifice in the Muslim world. But the pandemic has made it anything but normal, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of Islamic pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million people took part. This year's number, only about 1,000, all of those people living in Saudi Arabia. Saudi health officials, meanwhile, say there have been so far no virus cases traced to the Mecca pilgrimage. For Muslims around the world, the celebration of Eid will be decidedly low-key. Worldwide, the virus death toll is rising from 673,000 with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and India with about 1.7 million. Those two countries between them have lost 127,000 lives to COVID-19. Via remote, this is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be back on Capitol Hill today here in the U.S. talking about the pandemic. America's preeminent authority on infectious diseases will testify to a House panel on progress in fighting the coronavirus. A surge of cases in the South and West has pretty much erased hopes for a quick rebound to anything resembling normal life in this country. Fauci has told the AP he's concerned that the U.S. has not followed the track of Asian and European nations, also hit hard by COVID, as many countries have settled into a pattern of relatively few new cases. A glimmer of good news, the second surge of confirmed COVID cases in the U.S. appears to be leveling off in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But infections are still rising in more than two dozen states, with the spread's center seemingly shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most, with a staggering 18% loss. The plunge in France was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. The U.S. economy got another jolt of bad news yesterday. Gross domestic product from April to June was down at an annualized rate of almost 33%, the biggest such loss on record. One noted economist said the U.S. is in a very dark and deep hole. Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics said it's going to take a long time to get out. 1.4 million American workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It was the 19th straight week. The initial claims figure topped a million. Despite all of the above, Wall Street appears headed for a positive open a few hours from now. It was a different story in Asia, where the Japanese Nikkei index today lost almost 3% of its value. U.S. President Donald Trump has been greeted with a chorus of opposition to his suggestion that maybe the November 3rd election should be put off because of what he calls the danger it will be rigged. Trailing badly in the polls in his re-election attempt, Mr. Trump's idea has been widely panned by political allies and adversaries alike. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke for many when he said yesterday, quote, "It doesn't matter what one individual in this country says. We are still a country based on the rule of law. U.S. law prevents any change in the November election date without congressional approval." The head of the House Republican Conference, Liz Cheney, says the resistance to the idea in her party is overwhelming. It is a rare public rebuke of the president from his own party. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term in an election set for the end of October. This despite charges from political opponents, such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.